13 years since 9/11. Can you believe that? 13 years. So you remember I remember exactly where I was. I remember calling to my dad's house that day to see how he was and all the rest of it. He said, you need to come in and sit down and watch this, which I did. And we watched it. A few of us sat around the TV watching it with jaws on the ground and immediately thinking about friends and relatives who might be in New York and going, what is going on? And I was watching a documentary on a channel called More 4 the other night about the Falling Man, it was called, and it was about the photograph of one of the fellas. They were calling them jumpers, which is a bit kind of unfortunate name for them, the people who felt they had no choice but to jump, and whether they were talking about the wisdom or otherwise of whether they should publish the photographs or should they concentrate on the efforts of the firefighters and the policemen. So lots of different documentaries come out around this time of year, but a lot of eyes in New York, certainly, on what they call Freedom Tower. One man has been there. He's pretty much a New York native now. Is Mark Little. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you doing?
Really good to talk to you. The Freedom Tower is a colloquial name, really, for it, isn't it? It's not the official name.
No, and in fact, it was being known as Freedom Tower until the Port Authority, who kind of responsible for building the tower, said, no, it's One World Trade Center, so yeah, No longer Freedom Tower.
So what is it, Mark? Can you describe it or explain it to us?
It's basically 1,776 feet high, so it makes it the tallest building in the United States, and of course 1776 being the year of the Declaration of Independence. Yeah. So it's a kind of a building full of symbolism,
yeah,
or at least it was intended to be. It's on the site of the original World Trade Center, obviously, which we're now marking the anniversary of its destruction, and it's being built, you know, essentially it was supposed to be completed 2 years ago. Mm. It's cost about $4 billion to build. And essentially, it's a tower that they initially wanted to symbolize the rebirth of New York after 9/11. And I think in many ways, it's been a disappointment for many because essentially it is, you know, it's a building. And there hasn't been that great sense of the symbolic importance that was intended having been realized. And certainly, it's over budget. It's delayed. It should have been open 2 years ago. It won't be taking its first tenants until probably the end of the year. And I think there's a great sense that, you know, perhaps this was a missed opportunity to kind of symbolize the civic virtues that so many people after 9/11 felt, you know, could define New York and the United States. So from that point of view, it's a very mixed message.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful building. I got a chance to go up to the very top with the people who built it, who predominantly, would you believe, are Irish. Every construction worker I met on the site essentially had either a Waterford accent or a Derry accent.
Funny, isn't it? Nothing changes, yeah.
Nothing changes. And I got, you know, was given the chance to sign one of the steel girders at the very top of the building, which was a very sort of emotional opportunity for me, given that my in-laws were all firefighters in New York.
Yeah.
And so for me, it was a truly tremendous experience. So I'm not demeaning in any way the importance of rebuilding on the spot where this, you know, tragic loss happened. But at the same time, I think it hasn't possibly achieved what it set out to.
Well, what could they, Mark, have done to make it more palatable or likable, if you like, for the good people of New York?
Well, I think what they've done is they have done some great work around that site to revitalize Lower Manhattan. Mm. So, for example, the actual memorial for 9/11 is a really stunning piece of work. I mean, it's these two big open fountains, which essentially reveal, you know, that void at the heart of New York that will never be filled. And it's a tremendous experience when you go down there. And I choose my words carefully.
I know.
But they've also, I think, revitalized that whole area of the city. I mean, if you travel around the site of 9/11, I mean, you've got Tribeca and you've got Lower Manhattan. It's incredibly revitalized, you know, very expensive, but also great energy about that part of the town.
Yeah.
And I think the kind of crowning glory for New Yorkers would have been if they could have looked at that skyline and felt the same way that you felt when you saw the Twin Towers.
Okay.
And, you know, if you've been in New York, anybody who was there before 9/11, you walked out into a street and you could see those towers, and they symbolize so much about the city, its strength, its dominance. And I think that just, you know, something people wanted to replicate. Perhaps it was a naive dream that they could have something that would symbolize the strength of the city again. You know, it's a beautiful building, but no more beautiful perhaps than any skyscraper around the world.
Can you believe it's 13 years? I mean, it's remarkable.
I still, you know, to be honest, I you know, the anniversary catches up with you when you I was in Israel when it all happened, and yeah. I'll never forget being in the Holocaust Museum, Yad Vashem, in Jerusalem when I heard about the planes going into the towers. And I suppose what I'm just struck by 13 years, I mean, some of the American soldiers fighting in Afghanistan were 4 or 5 years old when that happened.
Yeah.
And when you think about all of the tragedy that has come from that as well, it's just every year I think this is one of the most sobering reminders of, you know, the state that our world is in.
It people at the time said that this was a game changer, that the world would never be the same, and that's the sort of hyperbole that you'd associate with a day like that, but actually it wasn't over the top reaction at all. Everything did change, and to this day we're still feeling the brunt of that.
We are, and if you think about all the mistakes that were made and all the missed opportunities,
yes.
which is for me, you know, even talking about this building, you know, I think it's a symbol of the fact that right after 9/11, you know, you remember the feeling of everybody coming together
yeah.
Against not just a common enemy, but also coming together in support of New York, and how that was wasted, you know, that feeling that we had.
Yes.
You know, I remember being in Gaza, the Gaza Strip the day after, and, you know, people were actually genuinely shocked by it. But, you know, 13 years on, I don't think you'd find many people who feel the United States, you know, made the best use of that opportunity. And I suppose the world as well. So, you know, it's been a missed opportunity on so many levels. But also we should just remember what happened and the fact that, you know, the United States has, I think in many ways, dramatically changed.
Mm.
You know, I've been watching the U.S. for most of my adult life, and it's a very different place today. You know, it's not the same United States that I remember when I was there as a young correspondent.
Well, it's not, and not to be glib about it, but it's probably not as happy a place. I mean, you were there as a correspondent during when the really the only thing that concerned the world and the White House was kind of a shenanigan by Bill Clinton that we don't need to get into here. But the point being that they were halcyon days when put beside the Bush and now the Obama eras.
They were, and if you think, I think what I feel about America is that it's kind of, it's had a growing up of the past, you know, 13 years. And, you know, in some ways I find, I live now most of my time in New York, I find New York to be more European in many ways than it used to be, you know. It's a lot more liberal in many ways. I think it's grown up a lot. I think it's more aware of the world. It's
yeah.
scared by the world, but it's more aware of it. So, you know, you have conversations these days with Americans where perhaps 15, 20 years ago, they didn't have to care what was going on in places like Iraq or Syria.
Mm.
Now I think there is a sense of possibly more maturity about the rest of the world, if not necessarily, you know, reflected in their policies. But certainly I do think for ordinary Americans, they're much more aware of where they sit, where they stand, and I suppose their vulnerabilities as well.
In conclusion, the Freedom Tower, what's going to be in there? Is it back to business offices, the sort of usual things you'd see in a skyscraper?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of mundane when you think about it. I think
yeah.
the first tenants going in are Condé Nast, the big publisher. And I think they're having a bit of problem filling the spaces. But yeah, I mean, it'll be fully operational, they say, sometime next year. They actually have a transportation hub that was supposed to be the jewel in the crown to replace the old train station, designed by that guy, Calistrava, the guy who built the bridge there in the centre of Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's way over budget as well. So, you know, it's to be honest, it's taken a lot longer than they thought. It won't be fully operational until definitely nothing like next year. And it'll be about as twice as much as it was supposed to cost. I think the total cost, including the transportation hub, is about $8 billion.
Yeah.
$8 billion, which is quite stunning.
Extraordinary amount of money. Mark, it's been so good to talk to you. Thanks for your time this morning. We'll catch up with you anon.
Look forward to it, Ryan.
Okay, take it easy. That's Mark Little of Storyful. Of course, his operation doing so well in New York City. And I have to say, just talking about New York makes me, even in the sad day that it is, makes me want to go there, because I've been to the Ground Zero site a few times. I've seen the Freedom Tower, you know, close up. I haven't been in it, obviously, but it's a special place. There's no doubt about it. It is a special city. Good to talk to Mark on that. And on this day, and remembering 13 years later, those sad and awful events of 9/11.